Beleaguered businessman Alfred Agbesiwoyomi yesterday failed to honor an invitation from the Public Accounts Committee to assist it in its assessment of the audited financial statements of government for 2010. The chairman of the committee, Albert Kandapa, said a series of letters addressed to the PAC conveyed Mr. Woyomi's inability to appear before the committee due to the court cases between him and the state. Mr. Woyomi had been scheduled to meet the PAC yesterday. Mr. Dapa gave snippets of the contents of the letters.
Honourable members, as you would have noticed from the program, you were billed to start with the case of Mr. Alfred Agbesiwoyomi. I must report that I did receive a letter from the Attorney General on Friday, in which he indicated his ministry will not be able to speak to it and furnish you with the documents because the matter is before the court. Upon receipt of this letter, I responded and wrote to him to say that I did not think that it was appropriate for him not to come to the committee and to give us the documents. Subsequent to that, I did get a letter this morning also from the Ministry of Finance and Economic Planning through to the Attorney General, and only copied me to say that we are in receipt of an invitation from the Public Accounts Committee to the Honorable Minister to attend and assist them on issues raised by the Auditor General's report pertaining to payments involving Mr. Agbesiwoyomi. In view of current civil and criminal proceedings on the matter at the High Court, I have been directed to seek your advice on the invitation. And this was a director from the Minister of Finance writing to the Attorney General to seek clarification. Again, this morning, I have received yet another letter from Osiewu Chimbes and Co. on behalf of Mr. Alfred Agbesiwoyomi. And the letter says that they are instructed by their client, Mr. Alfred Agbesiwoyomi, to inform me of his inability to appear before the committee to assist in his deliberations on the payment of judgment debt as contained in the letter that I wrote to him. They say that their client is presently facing two counts of defrauding by false pretense and willfully causing financial loss contrary to specified provisions of the Criminal Offences Act. Besides, the Attorney General has commenced an action at the High Court Commercial Division, Accra, seeking to set aside the earlier consent judgment of the court that awarded him the amount paid by the government on grounds of fraud. The cumulative effect of all this is that the very issue you intend to deliberate on is sub judice, and our client will not take part in proceedings relating to this matter before your committee.
You have the chairman of the PAC, Albert Kandapa. The PAC, however, could not continue its hearing yesterday because the link between the outside broadcasting van and the main GTV studios failed to connect.